All right, Garrett Marchbanks, Glendale. Hey, man, I felt like this. I felt like you rode really well at the end, like Troll was just saying. But, dude, it's like such a Marchbanks ride. Bad start, and then not much you can do out there, and then you rode really well by the end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to
We've
say.
We've seen that a few times from you.
Yeah, but I feel like before I'd come through the pack really hard and then probably get passed by a guy or two at the end because I'd always tank just because I'd waste all my energy. I feel like this one was different. I feel like, yeah, I had a shit start. The heat was solid. I had good starts in those. I feel like just the gate position I was in, I put myself in a bad position with being pinched between two factory guys.
Yeah.
So when I came out of the gate, I was already pinched like first 10 feet. And I was like, well, that wasn't dialed. That didn't work. So, yeah, I tried to send it down in there. I think I hit someone's back wheel, Shimoda's or someone. So I about crashed, and I was way back. Anyhow, yeah, made some good work. Once I finally got in the clear a little bit by, I don't know, 8 minutes in, I was able to pass into, I don't know what place I was in until about 5 minutes ago. I finally got in the fifth. But, no, I feel like the speed's good. We made a lot of changes from, San Francisco with the bike suspension. So I never really got a lot of good testing in until finally the week before A2. And just finally feel like I got time on the bike this past week, and I really started to gel with it. So I was like, man, I just need one more race to really get comfy with the bike and be like, okay, I'm good to go again. And I feel like halfway through that race was like, okay, we're comfy. Like, this is what I needed, and that was like my true speed at the end there.
I had high hopes for this track when I walked it and then when I went to the press box, but I thought it was cool. It was long. It was jumpy, but, man, it didn't really turn out to be like the rhythm was – kind of the same. Everyone's I don't know. It just didn't turn out to be great. Whoops were easy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it looked cool on the track map, but then when I watched press, I was like, this is kind of a dumb layout.
Okay.
Nothing against anyone, not trying to be negative. It was just how the lanes turned. If you're on the right side, it was like an extra 3 feet. So it was like, how are we going to learn the timing all day?
Yeah.
So everyone faded to the left side of the track about, I don't know, three quarters of the way down the rhythm. And then if there was more than two guys there, you're checking up, doubling, and losing spots. So starts were definitely key tonight, which I did not have in the main when it mattered. But, no, the track was kind of cool in some stuff. I mean, the whoops, I wish we'd go back to, like, 12 at least. The 9's kind of dumb. A lot of guys that, you know, aren't.
Strength of yours.
Yeah, I mean, tonight I was, like, crushed them. And then, you know, you got dudes that are 5 foot. 5'1", just crushing. You're like, what the heck? I used to just blow by you in these things. Why are you staying with me?
Yeah, it didn't turn out to be great raceable, but hey, you know what? Yeah, good result, and with a better start, you could have maybe been more in the mix, man.
Yeah, no, definitely for sure. I feel like finally, I would say for the first time in a long time, this I felt very good on the bike. Like, I felt very comfy. That was like, I've never been able to race like that and ride like that in a very long time, besides in a mud race. So no, I was very happy with it.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.